It's a Punk Rock Classrooms podcast, season 5, episode 3, Surviving a School Year.
All right, good morning, everybody. Good afternoon. Happy commute time. I am Mike, principal extraordinaire out of Lansing, Illinois.
And this is Josh Buckley, an elementary principal from Mesa, Arizona. And we want to welcome you to the Punk Rock Classrooms podcast.
Yeah, you know what? It's all right. Maybe it's your first time listening. Maybe you're a long time listener. You're like, whoa, the hell have these guys been? I thought they just disappeared. Like Alex told me at IdeaCon, and he took a picture to show everybody that we're still alive.
A proof of life.
But no matter what, we first time, long time, sometimes we're all punks here at the Punk Rock Classrooms podcast.
That's right, Mike. at Punk Rock Classrooms podcast, we talk about the idea of like the punk rock mindset of passion, unity, and DIY, and how that is a perfect approach for classrooms. And Mike, today we're talking about surviving a rough year, If you're curious where the Punk Rock Classrooms podcast has been, I, my dude, have had a year. It's my first year as a principal. On top of that, there's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff.
Right there alone. First year principal is going to be right. A busy year.
And then just a lot of stuff on top of that, a new school, new people, figuring everything out, all those things that go with it. But I want to talk a little bit about surviving or not surviving a tough year. I would say I'm hanging on, right? I wouldn't say I'm thriving this year. I would say that I'm not sure what I'm doing to hang on, but I'm here, Mike. I'm here.
You're there and you're showing up.
I'm here. I'm showing up. I would say it's this weird thing. Like, I love my job. I have fun at my job. There are great times at my job. And then I am struggling with doing anything else. Like, literally anything else. Right.
You mean like when you leave the job?
Oh, yeah, man.
Just like drained.
I have absolutely no desire to do anything. Like, just this has been a year, and we've talked a lot on the show about working with your mental health and trying to stay active and do those things that help you out. And I will tell you, I am struggling to do any of those things that I know I should do, right, because I'm just making it through. Right. So all the things we talk about, like you and I have talked about running a lot. We both like to run. This has been a year where I've run, maybe I could count on both hands how many times I've run this whole year. Right. This whole school.
Oh, man.
And it has been like, I have no, like, I can't even, I just go any excuse to not do it, any excuse to like not do anything. Except like, okay, I made it through the day. I'm exhausted. I'm just like, I got to do the things I got to do at home to like keep the house running. Right.
And right, those things. Right.
But beyond that, man, it has been a struggle, dude. It's been a struggle. And I'm not, I would say, we've done this podcast. This is the fifth season of the podcast. And I would say that part of us not doing the show and those things and an unspoken thing between the two of us is probably like, dude, I have no capacity.
Yeah.
Or I can't force myself to have capacity. I don't know what it is. It's been a year, man. It's been a year. So I want to ask you, like, reflect back on, your first year as a principal, and it's been a while for you, right? Is this year 11, Mike? Or
12? Oh, geez. I think it's one of those 11 or 12.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
So if you can think back to year one, you were a much younger man than I was in year one, right?
I was 32.
Yeah.
32, 33. Yeah. Cause I'm 44 now.
Yeah.
My kids were young too. So I think for me, cause my kids were so young, just starting school and things like that. Like, they weren't independent at that point. I kind of had to, but I do remember like my first year as a principal, like the things that I knew I needed to do, I wasn't doing, I wasn't, it was basically come home. Like you said, do what you need to do to keep the house running. And then it was taking care of the kids, making sure they were fed and bathed and put to bed. But I remember like once they were in bed, like, oh, I'm not doing anything. I'm not gonna work out at 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. I'm not gonna read. I'm just gonna sit here and veg out on TV and then pass out on the couch. I think some of the stuff you shared with me, like, outside of the podcast, just how the year's been going, you've had a very like more than abnormal type of year as a for it's not just the first year, like some of the situations and then things like that. And I think it's you don't want to force yourself to have to do anything extra. You know what I mean? I'm reading this book right now by James Clear, Atomic Habits. Huge book. Everyone talks about this book. And it's about, creating good habits and like eliminating bad ones, but like making it, like doing it, making it like feasible. Because, kind of he talks about like, okay, everyone says, well, I'm going to lose weight, but there's no like goal to it. Like everyone's looking at the end goal. And then after a couple of days, you stop working out because you're tired. You stop eating healthy because it's hard to do and it sucks. But so he was saying things like, all right, so like I know you started this your new running challenge, right? You want to hit 100
Just trying to get
miles.
100 miles. I don't even care how long it
And
takes. I just need some boxes to tick, you know?
I love that. And it reminds me of like in the book he's saying like, all right, you want to lose weight. I mean, I'm saying that that's why you're doing this. But like for example, you want to lose weight. He said this. He told this one person, go to the gym for just 5 minutes. That's all you're gonna do. And then like after time, after like you go, you put in your 5 minutes, like it's gonna start to sustain more. And it makes sense. I started thinking about it because I'm like, I'm training for a couple races now. And I'm not gonna lie, when I've been getting up at 4:45 every during the week to go run, and it makes for a very by 8 o'clock, I'm very tired at night. And then there's times when I don't want to get up and do it. But once I start moving and I'm a couple minutes into the run or the workout or whatever it is that day, it's kind of like, all right, yeah, I'm good. I'm going to keep going. I think it's just getting to that point. And maybe if you kind of tell yourself like, hey, I'm going to write for, or I'm going to write, 50 words, simple things like that. I'm like, man, well, that's why I'm reading the book to start applying some of these habits to my life to get back into writing and back into doing other things I want to do. Putting like those small type of goals, because once that momentum starts going, hopefully it can keep rolling, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, and I think that's part of it, right? I think one of the tough things about this year, right? And it's been, and I keep reflecting on the things that you and I have talked about this entire year. I keep going like, well, I know that I need to do this differently. I need I you know, we talk about the idea of like having your crew and having your group of people. Being that building principal is an incredibly like solo endeavor. And so I would tell you that that's another thing that I've kind of struggled with this year. And I know like you and I, this year has been a year where you and I haven't talked as much as we normally talk. And I will own that as like just being kind of overwhelmed with a lot of stuff and just kind of being in a place where I know what I need to do, but I'm not doing it, right? To kind of keep some things in check. But I will tell you, like, that's one of the things I think has been really tough for me is having been at a school with a leader that I was close with, that I was friends with, and we were able to talk about a lot of stuff, right? And that's how I got through some of those challenging things day to day, as I could go into an office and vent or talk or do those things. Well, now I don't have the office to go to, right? It's It's my office, right?
Right.
And, you know, I'm learning the people that I'm working with, my team, and it takes a while to build those relationships. It takes a while to kind of get comfortable to have those conversations with people who I'm their boss, right? For or supervisor, however you want to think about it. Like,
right.
You know, my two coaches on campus, like, they're not administrators, right? My AP, who you know, has had some issues this year, hasn't been with us as much, right? Like, I'm her supervisor, right? So, like, it's building those relationships and having that person to kind of go, like, what the f- with, right? Like, just to have that moment with has not been there. And so it's been a challenge to kind of, like, decompress, right? And I'm lucky that my wife is an educator and we have that opportunity.
I was going to say that.
We have that opportunity to kind of do that with one another, but at the same time, right? Like, it's, you also don't want to burden, you know, I don't want to burden my partner with that, right? So
right.
That's
coming home every day with your problems and your
and
woes.
Then, and she's got the same thing, right? And so that's been really tough to kind of fly solo through all this and not have that crew of people that you can kind of be with. I have a couple friends, you have a couple principal friends that we'll meet for drinks or whatever, or we'll get together or we'll text each other just like, hey, this happened today, but I, like, just to throw that too. But I will tell you, like, that's been a thing where it's been tough to not have that crew, right? And like I said, I keep thinking of those things that we talk about all the time, right? Like building your crew of people to have with you, and just going like, man, I don't have that this year, and that's been tough, right? I don't have that same crew that I had. It's been tough to build that crew when you're in that leadership role, because you still have to be, you know, you still have to be the boss, you still have to be that thing, and then not having those, you know, those people, you know, I meet once a quarter with all the other new principals in my region, right? So that's not, you know,
that's not enough.
That's
right.
Not a lot. Right. And then we have our district meetings as principals, but those aren't always an opportunity to do anything else. And I will tell you, like, there are times when people are like, hey, we're gonna go to lunch later. You want to go to lunch afterwards? I'm like, dude, I can't, I got to get back to campus. Right. It's that first year. I got to get back to campus. Right.
Right.
And so that's been tough. Right. And I know that if I got better at that, I it would probably be better, but it's been definitely a year of, like, struggling to find the crew, struggling to feel connected, right? I think that's the tough part, right? Like, not that I don't feel connected to my campus or, you know, the teachers on my campus. I think that I've built a good positive relationship with people on my campus. I think I've got some teachers that I really trust. I have some teachers that,
you know,
that I think I work well with and can go to and can kind of go like, hey, what do you think about this? You know, and kind of pick their brain on some stuff, but it's not the same. Right. It's not the same as.
Right.
And so that's been tough. Right. So,
yeah,
you know, as a, what's your principal crew look like, Mike? How do you connect with, I mean, I know for you, a lot of that is online, but do you have that group of people in your district? Do you have those other principals or your AP? I mean, she's been at your campus for, you guys have been together for a couple of years,
like,
right?
Five or six years now. So yeah. So my whole professional life is way different than yours, you know, cause I've been there so long.
Yeah.
I've got teachers that, you know, I can just walk into their room at any time and close the door or go up to their desk, even if there's a bunch of kids, and like, vent and know, like, it's staying between us, you know.
Yeah.
For you, like, you'll get there.
Yeah.
But it's still like, you know, I do remember though, man. Like, I remember my first year as a principal, and I think, you know, I've talked about it on the show before. I've talked about it when I speak at conferences. Like, after my first couple years, like, I didn't know if I wanted to do it anymore because I just had that alone feeling.
Yeah.
And you know, my AP, my first year, left mid-year. I remember his parent-teacher conference night, and she just walked into my office and said she was taking some time off. And then I go, oh, okay, well, when? She goes, well, tomorrow's my last day. And then time off meant she was gone the rest of the year. And I remember not just feeling like I didn't have anybody. And then, you know, so what we have now, though, besides my AP, because, like I said, we've been together so long,
yeah,
it's easy. But with my fellow principals, because we've got five buildings in the district, three elementary, a middle school, and a pre-K. We weren't always as close as we were, right? Like,
yeah.
we all talked and collaborated, and you know, when we had to collaborate and do the meetings. But I'd say like the last year or two, you know, we started a text group, which, surprise, believe it or not, like we never had that. Like we never had a group. There's all of us. It was always like I would text, you know, Josh, and then you would text, you know, Alex. And it just, so now it's like we're all in one. And so, you know, it's not like an everyday thing, but we'll always throw things out there. Like, for example, the other day, it was last Tuesday was election day in Illinois.
Yeah.
And I knew the staff and students were off school, and I assumed we were all off school too, right? And then all of a sudden, superintendent sends an email just, hey, remember, 12-month employees, like, you do work tomorrow. The buildings are open. And I'm the first one. I'm like, I thought we were off tomorrow. And everyone's like, yeah, we all did. We all thought we were off. But so, like, just, I you know, trying to make sure I stay active and text with them there. But dude, like, the going out, like, we go out for breakfast, probably we said we're gonna do it once a month, but that doesn't work, because like, you, I'm still like you, like, when if we go out for breakfast and then, like, you know, the day is starting, I get that like anxious, nervous feeling, like their staff and students, they're like, I need to get back.
Yeah.
Like I hate being away. So now we plan it on those types of days where we have to work, but the kids don't.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, people never believe this, but I'm not a very like social person. Like I like to go out with like the people, like,
yeah, you're close to every day. People, yeah.
But like, you know, I've been coworkers, like I've never been, like, I always get like this kind of, you know, this nervous feeling, like just force it myself to go. And hey, we're going for breakfast, we're going for lunch. Like one of our principals, she's retiring. This is her last year, so I know we're gonna go out for dinner. I'm already dreading that, because like going out for, you know, this dinner with them, but I'm gonna go. And just once, it's kind of like when I talk about those habits, like once I'm there, it's fine.
Yeah.
But for me, man, like it doesn't always have to be people like in your building, you know. And I know you said like you're gonna own that we haven't talked much, but I feel like I could have reached out a little bit more too. Like I pretty much knew him. Like he's gotta be having a rough year. It's his first year. So I think sometimes as hard as it is to say, like, not saying like, hey, I need help, but just finding those people, you know, like I'm one of them. We've got,
yeah.
I think just throwing things out there, you know, I struggled a lot during the pandemic, like being at home, right?
Yeah.
Because for me, like, I'm not going to text you or call or say I need help. Like, instead, I'd rather walk down the hall, someone look at me and know that there's something wrong. Because everyone says, like, you wear your emotions on your sleeve.
Yeah.
So I'd rather you call me out and then I'll spill it on you. So when we were home, there was no one to call me out on it.
Yeah.
But like, I know you and I talked all, you know, daily on during that, and like with I had Jeff Kubiak, you know, him and I were talking daily, just finding like those one or two people to vent to. And like, you know, your wife's a great resource, but I agree with you, like sometimes it needs to be somebody outside.
Right. You know, and the same thing is like, she knows, she's been a principal. She goes through the same, she's been through the same stuff. So she's a good person to kind of talk to and work things out with. But at the same time, I don't want that to be our only conversations, right? Like that's the tough part. You know, I think for me, it ends up being like just feeling real disconnected this year. And I don't know how to put it, you know, just feeling kind of disconnected just in general. Right. Just from people and just, and I think it's just, you know, it's my own thing. My wife talks to me about like, dude, just take a day if you need to take a day. Right. But I've got that thing where I'm like, yeah, but I, but I,
But then you're sitting at home nervous all day trying to relax, thinking
Right.
about what's
I'm just
happening
like,
and what
oh
are you gonna have
gosh.
to fix when you
And
get back.
like my team is great. Like they will handle stuff when I'm not there. They're really good. My secretary's great. My coaches are great. My psych is awesome, right? My AP, they're all very capable, right? But it's that first
Yeah.
year principal thing. Like I gotta be there. If I'm not there, like I'm gonna like if it's something major, I'm gonna have to take care of it anyways. And
Right.
it's just it's one of those. It's tough as you're trying to find your way that first year and just really kind of to settle into it. And my AP is retiring at the end of the year, so we're gonna hire somebody. And so it's building that relationship again, right?
Right.
I share our AP with another campus, so it's like they're half time, and you build those, and you're trying to build those connections. And I would tell you, like, I think we've gotten closer to my team. I think we've built those things, but it's just learning everybody, right?
Yeah,
And just
it's
learning
hard.
those pieces of it. And it's a real, it's different when you're not in that role of the principal building those relationships than when you are, right? And so it's been a struggle this year to try to really feel connected to other people, right? It's been a struggle to kind of balance the things that need to get done with things that I want to do, right? I will tell you, like,
Right.
I find myself like on a Saturday wanting to do absolutely nothing, right? Like
Right.
I don't want to you I'll just sit, I'll play a video game all day. I will sit like I've read a lot this year because I don't get to sleep very well, right? So I read before I go to bed,
Right.
but like that's the only habit that I have. That's the only kind of positive
Right.
things is kind of reading. But it's just, that's been a tough thing for me. And I think there's all these pieces that you and I have talked about, like how do you build those connections? How do you make sure you have your crew? And there's all these things that I see. And, it's one of those things where I go like, man, I should really follow my own advice. Right. But it's been really tough this
Right.
year. It's been
How many
really
times
tough
I've
this year.
said
Right. It's
that.
been really tough this year
Right.
to follow that advice. As people are like, man, they haven't put it out an episode. What's going on? And I would tell you, like, I know that we've fallen off people's social media and that stuff because it's just not on there and all those things. But it's been a semester for me where it's like doing anything other than my job,
Right.
right, has been like I don't even want to process it, right? Like
Right.
I've talked a little bit about to my wife about how I just feel real uncreative too, right? And I that's something that I pride myself on, something that I really enjoy is being creative. Like I haven't, played guitar or written things as much. I haven't, had a desire to create anything. I've
Yeah.
just kind of been like, ugh, just kind of bogged down in the work. And one of my teachers, I had like two really good pieces of advice to kind of wrap this up. One of my teachers who I, came up to me right before spring break, and she's like, "Hey, you gotta take a break. You gotta do it. Take the break. Really, don't work." And she's
Yeah.
like, "Don't burn yourself out, because you're gonna burn yourself out." She's like, "I see you all over campus. You're doing this stuff. You're gonna burn yourself out, and we can't have you burnt out,
Right.
right?" So she's like, "Really, don't do anything over break." And I was like, "I appreciate that. Thank you so much." She's like, "No, but I really mean it. Don't do
Yeah.
it." She's like, you have to like, spend time with your family, do that stuff. And we did. We went to California. We
I saw, yeah.
saw some family, hung out. I haven't touched any work, right? I got some
Good.
stuff I got to do today before we go back,
Right.
but I've tried not to do anything, and it's been really good. To hang out with family, go eat food, do these things, and be there. And the other piece of advice, I spoke at a panel for the Arizona Association of School Administrators, as a new principal, right? We sat on a that, one of the guys I know who is on the leadership team for the state asked me if I would speak as a new principal, and I did. And one of our principals, who's not a first year principal, kind of gave us this piece of advice, and he said, "Look, if not doing that thing today, if it means you're going to get fired, do it today." He's like, But if you don't have to do it today, and
don't.
You can, right. if it means you can spend some time with your family, if it means that you've got a little bit of time to take care of yourself, don't do it.
You know, and I agree. And I know it's, you know, like I said, with my, and I know we're running out of time here, but with my role, like being here so long doing this, you know, when I leave work, like that, I am no longer Principal Mike. Like now it's driving the kids to the million practices they're in, you know, doing what I need to do for myself. And I know, you know, and I don't know how much you're bringing home at night or on the weekends, but I think it's so true. And that's once I set my phone or the email for work shuts off at 4 o'clock and doesn't turn on till the morning, so I'm not getting dinged all night with just, you know, work emails. It has been a huge help for me to like have like that wall put up, like, okay, that's then, like, this is what I'm doing now, what I need to do now. You know, and of course there's going to be days when there's those things like, I gotta take care of this.
I'm there until 6 cause I'm waiting for, you know, someone to show up or something I've got to do and all those things. But yeah, you know, I've tried really hard to kind of separate when and where I'm doing work. And I think that I would tell you, like, I have a physical balance of when I'm working, but that mental balance has been tough, right? Like, I try not to bring as much stuff home to work on. I usually try to only work one day a week at home on some stuff if I need to, one evening or one day during the weekend, just a little bit of time to finish some stuff. You know, otherwise, I mean, I'm there till 4:30, 5 o'clock anyway, so I can get some stuff after kids leave. But it just ends up being like, it's that mental shutdown part, like turning off the work part of my brain has been tough. But Mike, this is really, what is this, our third episode this year? This has been third, or you think this is episode 3, episode 4?
I think so. So we're averaging one a month. We're good.
One every other month. It's great. But it wouldn't be the Punk Rock Classrooms podcast, Mike, if we didn't talk about what we're listening to. And we have 4 minutes and 40 seconds to talk about what we're listening to and exit out of this podcast for the folks. So, sir, what have you been listening to?
I've been listening to like some older stuff, man. Like I listened to the other day when I went into work on election day and I was alone, I listened to episode of the Rich Roll podcast with Toby Morris from H2O.
Yeah.
And so then I've been listening to a lot of H2O since then. And yesterday did an 8 mile run and I listened to old Less Than Jake, man. Losing Streak, Rockview. Like,
Losing Streak's a great record, dude.
Losing Streak is such a great record. So it's a little Less Than Jake and H2O.
There you go. So CU Space Cowboy put out a new EP.
Yeah.
So I've been listening to the new CU Space Cowboy. It's a little different, right? A little more melodic at times. Mm-hmm. Really good.
I dig it.
It's been good. One Step Closer released another single from the new record, so I've been listening to those tracks. And then this band Spaced put out a full length. And again, all sort of hardcore, all that sort of stuff. So really good. Just listen to that stuff. I've got some, some internet people I know. A guy that I grew up with doing shows with, and he was in a different band and I was in a band. He has a recording space. He's in a new band called Drop Rate. They just put out an EP, been digging that. That's been good. So, you know, just plugging along on the hardcore stuff, dude. That's been my MO most of the year, is like, if it's heavy and it yells, it'll get me through in the morning. You know what I mean?
There you go. Pumps you up, right?
That's been it. That's been it, dude. All right. Folks, thank you for tuning in to the Punk Rock Classrooms podcast. You can find us on the internet at punkrockclassrooms.com. All the good stuff is there. You can follow us on social medias. Mike and I are on Threads and on Instagram at Mike R. Earnshaw and at Josh R. Buckley. And then the show is at Punk Classrooms. You can find us on those places. I have not touched Twitter since like last summer. So I still
dabble with it. So same handles.
I haven't seen it very, very often, but
it's not the same.
No, you can find us on all those spaces. And then really, Mike, I think that's it, man. I think that's it. Anything else before we go?
No, just If you need to reach out, somebody reach out, man.
I know, dude, but that's the hard part. That's the hard part.
It's easier said than done, man.
We keep talking about it. You got to have your crew, but I'm telling you what, man, there's that time where you go like, I don't even want to talk to my crew.
Yeah, and we all get there.
And that's the tough part. All right, folks, we'll see you at the show.